Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, coming back, giving me a little bit of your time, allowing me to share the wisdom that God has given me, which is not a lot, but it's something that I think could continue helping us, blessing us. And thank you guys for tuning in. Your host here, Mike, like always, ready to bring you episode number 7. I can't believe, first of all, that we're this close to finishing season 1. As you guys saw in the beginning of the journey with A Dream Was Born, I was very timid, very nervous. I didn't know much how to do this, how to record, how to edit. Now, not only am I getting more comfortable, and I'm sure you guys seen the growth in me, and I know I've seen the growth in you guys because you guys share in your messages, emails, comments, all that stuff. I see that you guys are also learning as well. So this is a blessing, man. I'm just so grateful with God. You guys can see background is coming in pretty nicely. And if you're listening to me, I'm pretty sure you can also listen to the consistency and the quality of what it's coming at and, you know, how I'm sharing it with you guys. So thank you guys so much. But coming back into episode 7, we're going to be talking about generational chains, guys. And this is a very important one because generational chains is pretty much, it kind of umbrellas all the other episodes that we've had. Because the first couple episodes was like individual growth, lack of maturity, secrets. A lot of it is individual. It's about you. Generational starts covering the people around you, and it starts making you ask questions about your parents, about your siblings, about even your kids, all these things, right? And it's tough because you start discovering things that in my culture that I grew up in, it's almost you don't want to disrespect the last name. You don't want to dishonor the last name. You are looked upon very bad if you start questioning or making look bad the last name in your family. And I thank God that he has broken these chains in me where, one, I don't care if I make the last name look bad, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to develop myself and change for the better so that the last name can look better. So people can say, hey, you know what? Every family in this world has errors and mistakes, but this guy is owning up to it and he's willing to make the change. This guy's doing something in his life where his marriage is working. The relationship with his kids is working. I mean, the church that he's going to is working. All these things. What's the recipe? What's going on? And grow and develop from there. Now, coming back saying, you know, how it umbrellas all the previous episodes, it starts making you question the people around you. It starts making you think, you know, why do I act a certain way? Why are these things constantly happening within my family? And like always, I use me as an example. I remember when I was a little kid, I hated, man, I don't know if I was or I am, but a brat, dude, in the sense of, when they would shove my head into the cake, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins would pretty much see my wrath. Kicking, screaming, punching, yelling, I mean, you name it, I would get very upset. And of course, they had a lot of mercy and love for me because they understood I was a kid, but I would get very mad. But if it was the other way around, if it was everyone else's birthday, I would be one of the first ones trying to push their head in the cake as well. And at that time, obviously, you know, it is what it is. You're a kid, you're learning, you're growing. You know, this is where parents should be kind of speaking to you more and helping you develop and understand your emotions that you're going through. They didn't have that. You just have to figure it out on your own. But now as I'm getting older and as I've gone to counseling and have I done sessions, then you start asking, you know, you start asking that question, why would I get mad? What was the problem of that happening? Like, why people laughing at me would make me feel bad or make me mad? And as a grown up, it still kind of affected me in that, you know, I remember, man, I'm telling you guys, it's embarrassing, but it's the truth. When I first started dating Jackie, she planned a kind of like a bachelor party at a friend's house. And at the end of the party, basically, to celebrate, they picked me up. All the guys picked me up. And man, I remember I had these nice pair of J's on. And a buddy of mine knew what they were about to do. They were about to throw me in the pool. And I'm so grateful with him because he took my shoes off. And he's like, look, I get it. You're going to do, they're going to do what they're going to do. But you guys aren't messing up his J's. And they threw me in the pool. And I was pissed. I was mad. And at that time, I'm 22, 23, 24. Aren't you at 24 old enough to be throwing tantrums like that? Yeah. But internally, emotionally, and in my heart, I was probably like 12 13 14, dude, because no one helped me develop my emotions and how to process. But I was mad. Le tiré un berrinche a Jackie. Le tiré un berrinche to the sister that let us borrow her house. I quickly just got mad. I ran to my car and I said, you know, Jackie, get me the hell out of here. Why people making fun of you? Why does it make you act that way? Why does it piss you off so much, at least for me? And if it's resonating with you, then ask yourself that question. But these generational chains can be many things, right? So I shared with you something that's intimate with me. But it can be many things, right? It can be a generational chain of pornography. It can be a generational chain of lies and secrets. That can be a generational chain. Infidelity, cheating, sexual abuse. That's one that when my wife and I were restoring our marriage, we identified on her side of the family. You know, my mother-in-law got married four times. Or had four husbands. Yeah, married, four husbands. That's not normal. That's not a normal thing to do. But I understand, you know, we all make our mistakes. We all go through our own process. And I do not judge her at all for what she did. She also is trying to learn and is trying to change with adapting with what life is bringing at her, giving her, her kids are getting old, you know, many things, right? So I mean it with a lot of respect, but the reality is it's not normal. That's not okay. God designed you to marry someone and spend the rest of your life till death do you part. That's what God designed it for, or how he designed it, right? Alcohol, drugs can be a generational chain. Lack of discipline can be a generational chain. Machismo coming from the family, that's a generational chain. Lack of maturity, and there's so many more, guys. Like, those are the few that I wrote down, but there's so many more. But the importance of identifying, it's key, because once you identify in anything, even in the previous episodes, the minute you start identifying, it's like you're putting it out in the light, and once it's in the light, it can't hide anymore. That's why it's so important to ask the questions, like in the previous episodes when I said, ask your wife, ask your family, am I lacking in an area that you might need more of me? Or, you know, you ask that to your wife or your kids, and if they answer, it's like, bro, you know, bring it out to light so that you can see what you can start fixing and changing. Same thing with generational chains. It was a tough one because you really don't want to be judgmental. But it even stirs up anger towards your parents or anger towards certain family members because you're like, man, dude, I was living under this bondage because of you guys. Like, you guys made me feel this way. And I shouldn't even have been paying for that price. It should have been you guys, not me. Because breaking generational chains, guys, it's almost like you're paying a price for others' people's mistakes. And that's not right. That's not fair. But at the end of the day, I look at it this way. And through my counseling and my mentorships, I thank God that I see it this way. I'd rather pay that price now so that my kids don't pay that price. And I already see it in them, dude, because they can be vocal. They can communicate. I'm helping Jordan already because he has it. He has that anger thing where he gets mad about everything. They laugh at him. He gets mad. And I'm already like, all right, God, this is where I'm supposed to step in. This is where I'm supposed to get on my knees, eye level with my son, and let him know, hey, it's okay for people to make fun of you. It's okay to be laughed at times. That's how you start breaking generational chains, because I literally see myself in him. So I have a question here. You know, what chain do I identify with? Me, Mike, I know my family because of the men and I see how they act. I know that I identify with lust, infidelity. I identify with anger issues, lack of maturity. And I even want to say lack of discipline. But the beauty of when you identify, you can start rectifying. You can't fix something that you don't admit you have. Hence AA, why you start, you know, by saying, hey, my name is this and I have an alcohol problem, right? You identify it, you bring it out to light so that it no longer hides, but now you can attack it and say, hey, I'm no longer going to do that. So identifying with those, I've come to the realization, so how do I fight with them? I'm honestly constantly asking mentorships questions. I'm texting them, hey, I feel this way. Can I bounce this off of you? What do you think? Am I overreacting or what? And then they have the freedom to speak into me and to tell me, I think you're doing this and this and this. And then we pretty much go from there, right? And besides the mentorship, I also ask, you know, I'm okay with accountability, like asking my wife, tell me, you know, how did I do with Jordan right now? What about JJ? Did I go too harsh on Genevieve, on Jayla? And being open enough to for her to tell me, because I have to understand, if I have an anger issue, and this anger issue comes from family, because my Lord, can my dad and my aunts and uncles hold grudges where they don't talk to each other? That's a generational chain. Many of you guys don't know this, but I also have an older brother and we're not in speaking terms. That's a long story. I'll share maybe more details another time, but identifying and figuring out what's the generational chain that we need to break. So I guess my next question for you would be, which ones do you identify and what are we going to do to try to rectify, and how do we rectify these things? Okay. So I have a little bit of some tips here to kind of start attacking and start trying to change things for the better, right? To break these generational chains, to be honest with you, it's going to take a game changer. It takes that person to be brave enough to say, I'm going to pretty much go up against family tradition. I'm going to go up against making my last name look bad. I'm going to go up against what the world thinks this is okay to do and act. And you're going to stand almost alone. Hopefully you have someone with you. That'd be great. You know, a spouse, a partner, a friendship where both of you can kind of, you know, be each other's backbone when you're feeling alone, sad or whatever, because it's not easy to do it alone. Now, you could do it alone, but it's always best to do it in communion because you have that someone that at least is going to keep pushing you and aiming you to the right direction. But it's going to take a strong person, a strong human being. Honestly, I do not mean no disrespect, but this process, it's not for the weak. It's not for the weak. It's someone that's going to be brave enough, strong enough, and willing enough to say, this will no longer happen in my family. I am confessing in front of you guys. Anger, being made fun of, lack of discipline, machismo, lack of maturity will not be running in this family anymore. In the name of Jesus, I break that generational chain. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to teach my sons how to be real men. I'm going to teach my daughters how to be valuable women and to have self-love for themselves, all of them throughout, and even instill that in my wife and in myself, because I still need that too, not just them. Breaking generational chains is for the people that are called for. You know, being real and being honest, if you're listening to this, you're probably called to break your generational chain. you're not listening to this out of coincidence. You're listening to this because God is telling you, I need to use you to start breaking this. This cycle ends with you. And I know it's scary and I know it's hard, but God wants you to, for your generational line to change and shift with you. And it's almost like what I said earlier. It's better the price is being paid by you than the ones that are to come, because now you're going to really set your generational line is going like this, and sometimes it starts going down. But what God wants to do is you're coming and it's coming down, but as soon as he called you to break that generational chain, we're going to the up and up and up. You're becoming healthier. You're becoming wiser. You're becoming someone that people want to be around and grow. You're not judgmental. You have an open space for people to come in and talk to. And man, wonders can happen. It's also going to take intentionality, meaning you have to be aware. For example, infidelity and lust is a chain that I know comes from my dad. My parents divorced when I was around like 11 years old. In my uncle's side, or from my uncles, some of them have been divorced. From my dad's side, I think all of them, honestly. And then on my mom's side, I think on my mom's side, they've been kind of faithful. Well, they've been with their wife. I don't know about faithfulness, but I've never really dug into details to know what they've done. But this is how you start seeing the generational chain. On my mom's side, there is gossiping. I think on my dad's side too, there is gossiping as well. But you identify these things to start breaking them, right? So how do you break these generational chains? You identify them. See the infidelity and lust, how I said, I know I have it. So I need to be intentional in saying, you know what? Okay. When I am in a room where obviously it's going to be something that's going to be attracting me or catching my eye, I really do my best to not look. Even Jackie caught me the other day saying we were somewhere and there was someone in the dance floor dancing and I was looking away, and she was like, it's funny. You and Emilio would look for a little bit, but then look away. And I'm like, well, that's the way you break. I didn't tell her. I don't know what I told her. I don't remember, but that's the way you start breaking the generational chain. You start saying, hey, you know what? The eye wants to see. The flesh wants to like indulge in it. But you have to be intentional and say, hey, I'm not, my eyes are for my wife. And that can sound very corny. I know that can sound very like, oh, dude, you're trying to be the perfect dude. No, I'm not. I'm far from perfect. But what's more valuable to me? Jackie. What's more valuable to me? My kids. Because if I indulge, I eventually cause and run the risk of breaking my family. And then the ones that pay for it too are the kids. So I have to be smart enough to say, what's valuable to me, right? So that's a way to break it. You got to be intentional. You got to identify it, fight against it. You pray against it. You really genuinely pray and you close your eyes. You ask God, God, help me fight and break these generational chains. I give you the generational chain and you're going to help me break it, Lord. You're going to help me break pornography. You're going to help me break the lies and secrets that my family carries. You're going to help me break the alcohol and the drugs, God, that come into my life. You break them by prayer. Prayer is one of the best things that you can do. You fast. That's how serious you take this. You fast. Get off of social media. Some people say fasting is only food. I think it's desires that you like. But to each their own, it doesn't matter. But for me, at the end of the day, let it be a sacrifice. Let it be something that truly gets you more intimate in the word with God, regardless if it's food or whatever, but really genuinely causes a friction between flesh and God. That's what fasting should be causing. Accountability, asking those people around you, you know what, babe? I just found out, or I just came to the realization I have this generational chain. You have 100% accountability where you can question me and ask me with no regard of being, you know, attacked. You know, I have to be open and humble enough to say, I got to speak about this. Jackie the other day was like, do you have a weakness? Like, is it still hard for you? Ask. old Mike would have been like, oh my gosh, we've been through this already. I've answered this question already. Why can't you just believe me? New Mike understands. Nope, it's okay. Yeah, babe, it's still a weakness. I still fight it. You know, have you looked at any girl? Well, it's tough, but I do my best to look away. You've seen it yourself, you know, in life. It's hard, but communication is key. The same way I need it from her and I say, hey, what about on your end? Your family suffers from this, you know, and blah, blah, blah. Also getting help from others. Men, I can't stress this enough. The Mac effect, this space has always been created so that you guys can reach out and I can help you guys. There's been a couple ladies that have reached out about marriage situations, and I've reached out back and said, hey, I would really love to talk to your husband. I would really love to talk to your partner, because I know once I start helping and penetrating in, we're going to get to some root causes and we'll be able to figure out what needs to be done. You read your Bible, read books. There's many great books. If you guys need suggestions, reach out. More than happy to give them to you. Podcasts, YouTube channels. There's so many things around us, guys, that can help us grow and develop. This is one of them. This podcast, this YouTube channel is something that you guys can tune in and say, hey, what can he teach me now so that I can go to the next level? And at the end of the day, too, you also have counseling. You also have mentorships that you guys can do. Those can be a little bit more on the pricier side, but once a month, once every 2 months, very important, invest in you. You're the best asset you can invest in. And lastly, when it comes to breaking generational chains, it's how bad do you want it? How bad do you really want to break that chain? How bad do you want to really genuinely improve these areas in your life? Me, I knew I wanted it. I knew I wanted my marriage to be blessed. And I don't want it to just be like an okay marriage where we're okay a little bit here and we're just moving along. I want to flourish in my marriage. And it doesn't mean we're perfect, and it doesn't mean we're not going to be attacked, or I'm going to make a mistake, or Jackie will never make a mistake again. No, just simply, if I indulge in it 100%, 100% with no reserves, no backup plans, no plan B, what is God going to do there? And I think that's the best way to live in a marriage. So how bad do you want that change? How bad do you want your wife to be blessed? How bad do you want your husband to be blessed? How bad do you want your kids to be blessed? And when that starts happening, even the outer circle, the aunts, the brother-in-laws, the sister-in-laws, the uncles, my mom, dad, brothers and sisters, the outer circle starts even feeling that, saying, man, for years I thought you would judge me, but now I understand you're actually giving me an open space to speak. Crazy what this can do, guys. And I thank God at the end of the day, too, that, you know, we've been able to break these generational chains, because it sets you free from fear. Like, when you don't bring it out to light or identify it, someone could come really quick and try to devastate you and destroy you. You know, in the episode where we were talking about secrets, you know, I was telling Jackie the other day, if we never did our proper legwork when we were in our restoration, because everyone was like, speak about your marriage, speak about your marriage, speak about your marriage. But we were keeping stuff still in that restoration that now we've talked about pretty much everything. It would have devastated us to the point where maybe we would have ended up separating again. However, because we brought it out to light and we both cried, we both healed, we both were there for each other, hugged each other, supported each other, repented, all kinds of things that beautifully God just does, we're strong enough now to say, hey, we need to share. We're healed better, not 100%, but we're healed better. And now it's time that not only do we share, but even our family's protected and we can grow. Make sense? Ah, beautiful, beautiful episode. I think it was amazing. I'm learning some stuff even as I'm dialoguing with you guys. So, but hey guys, excited for the next week's episode. I'll give you a quick little hint. We're going to be talking about identity, finding identity. It's going to be great. I hope you guys can tune in. This week, I'm really shooting for trying to do a live. I really want to try to do a Q&A live. I've been messing around tampering with the equipment. Hopefully I can get it going, and I might have a special guest tuning in for that. So thank you guys for tuning into the Mac Effect. I really appreciate all your love. Do me a favor, continue sharing it, continue writing your comments, giving me your ideas, telling me how it's blessing you. All that stuff is greatly appreciated and welcomed. But your love, your support, you guys sharing is something that I truly value and I appreciate. But hey guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Mac Effect out. Peace.